Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi there, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Adept English has the goal, the aim, of helping you improve the level of your understanding and speaking in English. If you have just found us via this podcast, go and visit our website at www.adeptenglish.com, where you will find lots more material to help your learning. We've got lots of free material, more podcasts, but we also have courses on sale which will really help you improve your English language. Now today I wanted to show you, give you a little demonstration of how our vocabulary sections work on Course 1 and the courses which follow. This is a really important part of the Adept English method, and it helps address the problem that many language learners face. What's the problem? It's this. In the classroom, you learn new vocabulary. You speak with other students and your teacher, and you can understand each other. But then you come out into the real world. You listen to real English speakers, and oh, it's just so much more difficult. Even if you try to listen to things in English on television, and this is a really good way to improve your understanding, it's so much more difficult than in the classroom. So one of the things which the Adept English method is really good at is helping you to make this step between the classroom and real English conversation. So let's take something which all of you will have learned in your English classes. Words and phrases for the weather. So it's sunny. It's going to rain. There are clouds in the sky today. It's foggy. You probably remember this type of vocabulary from your English classes. So this means that you can understand the weather forecast in English, right? Well, maybe, but maybe not. If you listen to the weather forecast in English, it can be a lot more difficult to understand than this. So I'm going to use parts of a BBC weather forecast by Helen Willits here as my example. So I'll play you a weather forecast in bits, in pieces, in parts, and then for each part, I'll explain the vocabulary bit by bit. You'll need to listen a few times to this, and each time you play it again, you'll understand more because you'll have heard me explain in English. What's really important about this method? It helps you to stop using the dictionary. Stop translating. If you can understand me explaining the meanings of the vocabulary, the words in English, your brain will stay in English. That's really important. It means no translating. You start to think in English. If you have a look at the written version, I've underlined the words in the weather report that I'm going to explain. I haven't done a complete transcript this time, but you'll have the explanations of the words written down to help you. Here goes. This is the weather forecast for the UK for 23rd of September. She's quite a fast talker too.
Hello there. Last weekend we had that cold northerly wind blowing. This weekend it's a warmer southerly, and there'll still be some very usable weather around for the rest of today and indeed tomorrow, although for western areas we will have some rain around at some point during the day. Now we've had a little bit of drizzle around this morning as well.
Okay then. So she says, last weekend we had that cold northerly wind blowing. And then she says, this weekend it's a warmer southerly. So the words northerly, southerly, obviously we're talking here north and south. So north is upwards, south is downwards, west is to the left and east is to the right. So a northerly or a southerly, it refers to the wind direction. So a northerly is a wind blowing from the north, tends to be cold, and a southerly is a wind blowing from the south. She goes on to say, and there will be some very usable weather around for the rest of today and indeed tomorrow. Usable weather? What she means is you can use it. It's weather where it's okay to go outside. It's not raining. It's usable weather. Although for western areas, she continues. So we've got north, south, east and west, which you may well know are directions. And then in western areas just means areas in the west. So you could have northern areas, southern areas, eastern areas. But here she's talking about western areas. So just areas in the west. We will have some rain around at some point during the day. When people say at some point during the day or some point during the week, it means it's going to happen at a time, but we don't know when yet. So we say at some point, but we don't quite know what the time is. She continues, now we've had a little bit of drizzle around this morning as well. Drizzle means very light rain, the sort of rain where there's lots of tiny drops which hang in the air. Okay, let's hear a bit more.
Low cloud and hill fog is what we've seen across northern and western fringes of the UK this morning, but we'll find the bright skies, the winds strengthening will tend to lift the cloud as well. So it will improve, if you like, in terms of sunshine amounts and how warm it feels out there, 19 to 20 in the sunshine. The winds are escalating a little bit, particularly for the Irish Sea coast, close to gale force for the coasts of Northern Ireland and Western Scotland. So although it brightens for Northern Ireland this afternoon, obviously the temperatures will be tempered a little by the strength of the wind. There'll be more cloud across Northern England and Scotland this afternoon, but central lowlands and the north of Scotland should fare quite well, 19 in the sunshine here. And through the overnight period, we'll still see a little bit of patchy drizzle around.
Okay, so let's unpack this bit. She starts by saying low cloud and hill fog. So that means clouds which are low and fog which is on the hills, which we've seen across northern and western fringes of the UK. Fringes, a fringe is just the edge. So the edges of the UK. She says, but we'll find the bright skies. If the skies are bright, it means that they're lighter. So there's not as much cloud. It's clear sky. You're more likely to see a bit of sunshine. She talks about the winds strengthening. So strengthening just means getting stronger. Getting more blowy, if you like. They're going to blow harder, the winds. She continues. So it will improve, if you like, in terms of sunshine amounts and how warm it feels out there. I think this is a really good example of an English speaker using a really awkward expression. I think if she said it again, she probably wouldn't say it like this, in terms of sunshine amounts. What she basically means is that the amount of sunshine is going to get more. It's going to get sunnier. But that is a funny way to say it. Have to remember, I think the weather forecast is, it's not a live recording, but I think they have to do it fairly quickly. So it's certainly not scripted. She carries on. In terms of how warm it feels out there, 19 to 20 degrees Celsius in the sunshine. The winds are escalating a little bit. So escalating, that means increasing. Getting stronger, becoming more intense. So the winds are escalating a little bit, particularly across the Irish Sea coasts. It's close to gale force. Gale force is a measure of the strength of the wind. If you know that the wind is blowing at gale force, you wouldn't take your boat out and hope to go for a sail. It would be too rough. She continues, so although it brightens for Northern Ireland this afternoon, so when we talk about brightening or it brightens, when in the context of weather, we're meaning it becomes lighter. We say a lot in the UK, oh, it's going to brighten up, or it brightened up, or I hope it's brightening up. It means that it was cloudy, it started off cloudy, but then the sun came out. So it brightens up. She carries on, obviously the temperatures will be tempered a little by the strength of the wind. Tempered by. That's not a very common phrase, but here it is. The effect is reduced by. So here what she means is the temperatures are getting warmer, but this is tempered by the wind. So actually it won't get as warm because of the wind. So tempered by means it reduces the effect of. The next bit, she says, there'll be more cloud across northern England, Scotland this afternoon, but central lowlands and the north of Scotland should fare quite well. Lowlands is just an area in Scotland, so that has a capital L because it's a place, and should fare quite well. Again, slightly unusual language. To fare, it means to get along, to go. So if you fare quite well, you're doing okay, it's going well for you. Quite an old-fashioned word. But it means the north of Scotland should be doing quite well this afternoon. See, she gets excited because it's 19 degrees in the sunshine here. That's probably not that warm for most of you, but for Scotland in September, that's not bad. So you can hear a little tiny bit of excitement in her voice. And she then says, and through the overnight period, we'll see a little bit of patchy drizzle around. So if something is patchy, it's in patches. So on a cow, on a Frisian cow, is white with black patches. So if you've got patchy rain, it means the rain isn't everywhere. It's in little bits, in some locations, in some places, and not others. Now, drizzle, we've already mentioned, is light rain with very tiny drops that hang in the air. So there'll be some patchy drizzle. You hear that a lot on UK weather forecasts because I think often we do have patchy drizzle. That's what our weather is like, I'm afraid. So let's hear some more.
That warm air still around on Monday, but some fog could be a real issue for the likes of Northern Ireland Monday morning. Our weather front stagnating elsewhere, so a lot of cloud, and just by that stage the rain fizzling out, so patchy rain and drizzle for the most part. But stubborn fog could be a real issue as we go through Tuesday and Wednesday as well, the high pressure keeping largely the rain at bay until much later in the week.
Okay, so she says, and that warm air is still around on Monday, but some fog could be a real issue. If something is a real issue, it means it's a problem. It's a real problem. And she says, a real issue for the likes of Northern Ireland Monday morning. For the likes of. It means places like. If you were talking about countries in Europe, let's give an example here. So countries in Europe, you might say the likes of Norway, Sweden and Denmark. So the likes of here, it means countries like these examples I'm giving you. The likes of. Okay, and she carries on. A weather front stagnating elsewhere. In the UK, our weather tends to come from the Atlantic side and it comes in bands, usually bands of cloud, and then we get clear bands and we call these weather fronts. So we've always got weather fronts, usually from the west. And stagnating, it means not flowing, not moving. So it comes from the verb to stagnate, and that means to stay still. to not move. If you're talking about stagnating water, it might be a bit unpleasant because it might smell bad. But here we're talking stagnating weather fronts. So it just means it doesn't move. It's going to sit there all day. So a lot of cloud and just by that stage, a lot of rain fizzling out. There's a nice word. So if you fizzle out, it means something stops gradually. It comes slowly to an end. So the rain might start strongly, but then it slows and it stops and it starts again, really without anyone noticing. It fizzles out, it ends gradually. So again, we've got the patchy rain and drizzle she's talking about again. And then she says, but stubborn fog could be a real issue. So there's that real issue, a problem again. But stubborn. Now, we usually use the word stubborn of a person, and it means someone who refuses to move or refuses to change or refuses to cooperate. Someone stubborn says no a lot. Here, it's the fog that's being stubborn. So it's refusing to move. It means it's hard to get rid of. It's going to last a fair old time. So stubborn fog could be a real issue as we go through Tuesday and Wednesday as well. The high pressure keeping largely the rain at bay until much later in the week. So high pressure, in terms of weather, high pressure tends to mean it's going to be sunny, and low pressure tends to mean cloud and rain, measured in isobars. I'm sure it's the same in your country and on your weather forecast. And keeping the rain at bay, if you keep something at bay, you hold it back. You keep it at a distance. You stop it from coming close to you. So here, the high pressure is keeping the rain at a distance. It's keeping the rain at bay. Okay, so that's the end of this podcast. Listen to it a number of times so that eventually you should be able to listen to this weather forecast and understand every word. And along the way, you'll have learned a few more terms for weather in English. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. But don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, so the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.